Manu Patra alerts dated 2 May 2018. Supreme Court has refused to interfere with the rituals being observed at the historic Mahakaleshwar temple in Ujjain while dealing with the issue of protecting the Jyotirlingam at the ancient temple. Supreme Court has taken SUO Motu cognizance of the murder of a woman assistant town planner who was shot dead by her hotel owner during an apex court ordered demolition drive at Kasauli in Himachal Pradesh. Supreme Court has issued a slew of directions to ensure faster time-bound justice in all cases involving sexual offences against children under the POCSO Act, 2012. Supreme Court has expressed its displeasure over the setting up of a committee to fix a timeline to comply with directions on a matter relating to construction worker welfare. Supreme Court has expressed concern over the change of colour of the iconic Taj Mahal at Agra and said the monument had become yellowish earlier and was now turning brown and green. Supreme Court has asked State Cricket Associations and BCCI office bearers to give their suggestions on the draft constitution for the apex cricket body, to be approved by it. Supreme Court has issued notice to the centre and several states on a plea against the delay in filling up the vacancies in the State Human Rights Commission, SHRCs. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea seeking a CBI probe into the CBSE paper leak case and the board's order to conduct re-examination. Supreme Court has issued notice to the centre on two separate pleas challenging Section 377 of the Indian Penal Code, which criminalises unnatural sex, including the carnal intercourse between consenting adults of the same gender. Supreme Court has said that mere abduction of a woman does not bring an accused under the ambit of Section 366 of IPC and that it must be proved that the accused abducted the woman with the intent that she may be compelled to marry against her will or forced or seduced to illicit intercourse. Supreme Court has asked the Maharashtra Cricket Association, MCA, not to hold its elections for now, insisting that no state body can conduct elections till the top court vets the BCCI's new constitution and state associations align their constitutions with it. Karnataka High Court, while observing that husbands who think homemakers have a lot of free time don't quite understand their work, has rejected a petition challenging a family court order directing him to pay his estranged wife's travel expenses. Calcutta High Court has said that the date of Bengal rural elections will be finalised by a division bench after verifying security arrangements across the state. Rajasthan High Court has dismissed a petition against the centre's order allowing condom advertisements to be aired only after 10 PM. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has directed the state government to reconsider the age limit of juveniles. Bombay High Court has held that a dying declaration recorded by a magistrate cannot be doubted. Chhattisgarh High Court has held that Bar Council of the state is entitled for income tax exemption under subsection 23A of section 10 of the Income Tax Act, 1961 with effect from the date of constitution of the council.